In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. We are continuing to watch the crisis in Europe unfold as migrants and refugees make desperate attempts to find new homes. Most countries and various international organizations do have procedures in place to handle refugees, but they are totally overwhelmed. As Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, there hasn't been a global crisis on this scale in decades.
They come from Poland, from Czechoslovakia, from Spain, some even from Germany.
World War II was the last time this many people were forced to flee their homes. Kathleen Newland of the Migration Policy Institute says solutions like an international refugee agency were supposed to be temporary.
The assumption was that it would register people, take care of people for a few years, and then it would be able to essentially go out of business.
The world quickly realized there would always be more refugees and places for them hard to find. Newland says before the recent influx of Syrians, the average refugee stayed a refugee for 17 years.
So you can see that, you know, with that kind of duration, that the old model is just not a realistic model for today.
Joel Millman of the International Organization for Migration says for most of the last few centuries, it's been Europeans fleeing Europe.
And it's only in the last generation or two that they've had to get used to being a migrant destination.
And it's the communities where people finally end up that usually bear most of the financial cost and the benefits. Howard Edelman of Canada's Centre for Refugee Studies says the 60,000 refugees who came to Canada between 1979 and 80 cost the country about $1 billion.
The investment in them was so small relative to the productivity they contribute to the society. And this is true in the United States as well.
Globally, only about 1% of refugees are formally resettled. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.